Last Friday, we talked about, so those of you who might not know, we're having a little gathering with youth or teenagers. It could be 12 or over. Welcome to join us on Friday at 7 p.m. So last Friday, we talked about who Christ was and what his mission here on earth was. I think those of you who already heard this, it'd be a good refresher for you guys, as well as beneficial for those that couldn't make it last Friday. We read from the passage that's in John chapter 1, verse 10. And, of course, I forgot my phone. But over there, it talked about how Jesus came here on earth for the Israelites or for his own. But they did not recognize him. They would not accept him. And we discussed how God in the Old Testament, through the prophets, foretold the coming of the Messiah. And the Israelites, they waited for him eagerly. But when he came, they did not recognize him, nor did they accept him. And it makes you wonder that they waited for him for so long. And when he finally came, they said that surely nothing good can come of this person. And we ask ourselves why. The short answer to this question is that the Messiah did not fit their expectations, did not fit their agenda for what he should be doing or how he should act. They imagined him to be or become a king that will destroy the Romans and all the other enemies that they had. Even his disciples had certain expectations for him before Christ was crucified. But from the very beginning, when Christ appeared here on earth, all the way to his ascend into heaven, he showed that he did not want to rule over the people, but instead he came in a form of a servant. To kneel before us and to serve us. He was born in the most unconventional environment, and instead of being crowned as king on this earth, he was crucified. Often we have certain expectations for God himself. We have our goals, we have our perceptions for what we want to happen in our lives. And if we don't see those expectations fulfilled in our lives, most people tend to lose interest in God altogether and lose interest in his will. Because Christ came here as a servant, by this he left us an example of who he wants us to be, that we should as well become servants to others around us. And also, a servant does not have expectations, but seeks to know the will of his Lord or Master and fulfill it with gladness. So may God bless us in this journey to become the servants that are pleasing in God's eyes.